loving the show. Loving it. Let you take it away from here.
Sure, yeah. I love this space. You know, it's really nice being kind of intimate. I think it, like, the colors are, like, popping here. But all the work was, for the most part, this body of work from the last 2 years-ish, looking at decorative culture, visual culture, and primarily, like, looking at the shapes that inform, that imply, and that kind of, like, give a sense of providing information. And I'm interested in kind of playing with that concept of, like, giving you something and then giving some space to add your own, and looking at material and what material sort of implies in terms of its value. So, like, gold, you know, signifying importance and even maybe, like, holiness, and playing with, like, using emojis with gold. So putting that, like, just sort of putting those things on, like, equal level. And my background's in metalsmithing and jewelry, so I'm always sort of going back to those, like, that field for imagery and for my process. So either by, like, cutting things by hand in terms of these pieces and these pieces, or even, like, the collages, or looking at the material in that field, it's constantly informing my mode of production and the way I sort of view the world in terms of, like, material and content and just, like, looking at what people you're what you're wearing and how, like, your jewelry and your clothing kind of, like, you know, you're signifying something about yourself. So a lot of this work was made in Thailand while I was living there with Anthony, and most of it is also sort of informed by that experience of living abroad and looking at the materials there, but also looking at, like, the similarities of the symbols and imagery and shapes that I saw. And so for me, it's like this cross-cultural understanding of shapes and color and material, and I get very excited about that, and I think it's like, it just makes me happy that I can travel somewhere and maybe not understand a language, but, like, understand something about what I'm seeing and know, like, oh, this is important, or this means, like, at least this means something, like, I know this is telling me something. So that's kind of that. I don't know if anybody has any questions. Yes.
Aren't those dog tags?
No, these are,
they look like dog tags.
Yeah, they're, like, for this particular piece, for me, I was, I made this while I was living in Thailand, and I was, interested in, like, combining, the silhouettes of Thai amulets and also, like, other sort of, American or Western charms and, like, kind of, like, metals. So, like, I saw a lot of these similar shapes when I was looking, and I see people wear amulets that they wear for religious purposes, but, like, seeing these similar shapes throughout, like, just, like, the jewelry that I saw, or, like, charm bracelets, or, yeah, like, other kinds of, like, military metals, or just sort of, like...
So you cut these all out?
These are all cut out by hand.
By hand with a saw?
With a saw. And then these are gold-plated also.
These are what?
Gold-plated, so they're cut out of brass and then plated.
So did you have a fabricator that you worked with for the gold-plating?
For the gold-plating, yeah, I found a place in... Well, Anthony helped me find a place in Thailand.
In Thailand?
Yeah, so this piece is made in Thailand also, so I, you know, did most of the fabrication and then found a place that could do the plating. And then also, like, this piece over here is laser cut, and I worked with a company. I mean, it's not even a company. It was, like, basically a guy that has a sign shop in Thailand, and he was very accommodating to working with me, and he helped me produce a number of the pieces in here, actually.
Would you say that you're, like, I mean, there's, I'm thinking about this piece, symbols, there's kind of now a global language that comes from computer symbols, mm-hmm. and emojis that we're using, but then there's these ancient symbols, that kind of cross-fertilization. Do you think there's, like, a universal kind of dialogue there?
I do think so, and I think that's, like, that sort of is what is, like, propelling this body of work, is that, like, yeah, I mean, an oval is an oval, but it also, like, we see that, and it offers a space for something, you know, and, like, you know, we have our, like, contemporary emojis, but what I love about that is that, like, it gives this space for creating, like, a gesture that you can't explain with words, and we understand, like, a hand or, like, a this or, like, a thumbs up. Like, that does, like, transcend, like, language, you know? And I think, like, there's something so powerful in that, you know? And actually, I started doing the collages after I came back from Thailand, and I became, like, really excited about them, and that, like, that being able to, because so much of, like, living in another country is, like, you have to, like, express yourself through, like, your hands and, like, other means of communication, and it's, like, it's great that we have that literally at our fingertips, right. You know?
That non-verbal, simple language.
Yeah. Great. I think it's really exciting.